Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this one is Parkville Days. I mentioned I was going to be up in a little town named Parkville that has their Parkville Days celebration, and I was there with the local maker guys, the MakerKC.org guys. And my particular station, we had a tent there with several different things, kids learning how to do computer programming, including programming robots, as well as video games, you know, computer games and things like that. People doing robotic stuff. A guy with a six-rotor, three-arm helicopter, so not a quadcopter, but three arms instead of four, and as well as our local Fab Lab institution and our local science store. But we had a table with a bunch of things that had been procured, broken things, which had been procured mostly from thrift stores at an economical rate. And the idea here was not even to get to the point of repairing them. It was just to get kids into, you know, opening them up, figuring out how to take apart, you know, this thing and take a look inside to see what makes it work. And it was really great fun. We had a lot of things, like I say, plastic kids toys and things like that, although almost every single one of them had something rather to do, you know, electronic inside, you know, something that lit up lights or things like that, as well as, old VCRs and some stereos that were, you know, had cassette tapes and radios in them and things like that. A DVD player. One really interesting piece was, it was a brand name of Genesis, which is not something I'm that familiar with, but it was like some pro audio equipment. It was like a rack mount sized box that was a DJ kind of a station, so it had an SLR connector for the microphone, various inputs and slider pots and things like that to mix the inputs of what you were doing, and it was a stereo mixer and preamplifier to be used. There was another XLR connector on the other side to have a somewhat of an industry standard is lights that you use an XLR connector like a standard professional microphone, only it's a light to light up your mixing station. So it had that over on the right-hand side, and just had some really interesting kinds of parts in that one. And I must confess, in, you know, helping to take that one apart, I did save a few things out of that that I thought might be reusable, some useful parts out of that. So we were tearing these things apart, looking inside, and the kids would get all excited, and when they'd find the spring inside that would make something work, or you know, the batteries and how that connected up over here to this thing that lit up, and things like that. And there was a chance to give them a little bit of a lesson in electronics, you know. Look how the speaker that you took out of there, see how all of these screws that you took it apart with stick to the back end of that speaker. Why do you suppose that is? Oh, well, it has a magnet. Yeah, speakers have magnets at the end of them. A couple of things, though, that are in the what the, you know, school of engineering was, in one case, there was an interesting one. This Genesis audio box had a power transistor that I guess was the final stage for the preamplifier out. And, of course, they needed to hook that to the back of the metal case for a heatsink work, because it was going to draw enough amperage that it needed a heatsink. And the way that they connected that was, it was not wired on the board, so it was easy to do that. So they had just a little three-wire ribbon cable that came out from the PC board. It went to a Molex connector, and they had just shoved the three leads of the power transistor into the Molex female connector, which I'm not sure is exactly how that was originally intended to go. And that was not the only time I've seen 3-pin Molex connectors used for those power transistors. Not very much power, but still. I thought that was interesting. And there was another board, I forget what it was, that just had an electrolytic capacitor wired separately to the board, hanging off of the board somewhere. I don't know if that was a production thing or somebody tried to fix something.